This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In reading the Gospel of Mark chapter 2, you will encounter a fascinating account of how friends of a paralytic found a creative way to bring him into the presence of Jesus. They refused to let a crowd hinder them. Jesus affirmed their faith by declaring to the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven." This response surprised everyone. They were focused on his physical condition. Jesus addressed his spiritual condition. What he said made it clear he was more than a miracle worker. He was God. To those he was teaching before being interrupted, this was heresy. Jesus perceived they were ready to accuse him, so he asked, "Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take your mat and walk?' But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." When he did what Jesus directed him to do, Jesus' authority and deity were authenticated. The priority of the spiritual is the focus of this account in Mark 2, 1 through 12. It is amplified in 3 points: the apparent problem, the paralytic; the real problem, his sin and the spiritual blindness of the teachers of the law; and the dynamic solution, forgiven sin and healed body. It was the apparent problem that got everyone's attention. It was addressing the real problem that brought controversy and opportunity. Everyone witnessing this double miracle now had to make a decision: accept the fact that Jesus is God or reject him. A changed life is the means God often uses to convince onlookers to trust in Jesus as God and Savior for themselves.